الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. وقال تبارك وتعالى: وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. With regard to the difference between the Nizamuddin group and the Shura group, Alhamdulillah, by the efforts of the ulama, many people are understanding and getting a clear-cut understanding of the matter, and very positive responses are coming not only from locally, from around the world also. Today this message goes everywhere and people are getting the proper understanding. And mashallah, the people are standing up for the truth also, which is very, very important. And at the same time, the forces of batil and evil will also be working. So that is also expected. And it is our duty to do the work of deen, to teach and say the correct thing right till our mort. Even if all the people accept, we have to carry on with our duty till mort. And if nobody accepts, still we have to carry on till mort. We have to do our duty. And Allah Ta'ala has put this responsibility upon us that we must expound and make clear the truth. Allah says, Ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa, that help one another on bir, on good things, and on taqwa. Wala ta'awanu alal ismi wal udwan, and do not aid in any way on sin and on transgression, disobedience of Allah. So wherever the disobedience of Allah and the very sinister which comes in the outward form of deen, but it is the total opposite of deen, like speaking against the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, speaking against Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, then, and it's in the form of deen. And today it is a common thing that anywhere here there is Tabligh-e-Ijtima. People are inclined towards it, but behind that name of Tabligh-e-Ijtima, what is happening there? Is it Tabligh? Is it a ijtima of tabligh, or is it a ijtima of promoting the wrong things? That we have to see, and we have to see who we are supporting and on whose side we are. Allah will count us with those people on the day of the Qiyamah. If we are on the side of right, we will be counted with the right. If we are on the side of the wrong, we will be counted with the wrong people. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand these very important matters. Firstly, we should understand and entrench in us that our first and in fact only priority is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Whatever confirms to what Allah teaches us, the Quran Sharif, what Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, tabi'in, tabi'in, and from there the whole line that comes till today, which we call the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which today in our circles, the Ulama'i Tioban, the Ulama'i Haq, that is what we must give full priority to, over any and everything else. Our own nafs also, we must suppress that, and we must accept what Allah and His Rasul say. Even if it is our parents, even if it is our ustad, even if it is our sheikh. Allah reward Maulana Salim Thorat. Some time ago he announced, with so much fitness around and how people are changing, he told his close associates, the day you see that I am gone off track, he said, leave me one side, but follow the truth. Allah put that in us. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, once we were coming here in the masjid, and hereby just by the shurak, just after the wuzu khana, and it was a bit late, the namaz was about to stand up or stood up already, and Hazrat Khadim Mir Sahib, who was always there, and to do Hazrat's khidmat. So Hazrat told, at this time, don't make mass khidmat. Our namaz, our takbir-e-ula will go. Give preference to that, even over your shaykh. Otherwise, Hazrat needed his khidmat, somebody to help him along. But he said, when Allah's command comes, Allah's command is first. May Allah bring that in our heart. Today we say, it's my father, what can I do? My ustad, what can I say? It's my shaykh, what can I say? No, Allah is first. You can't sacrifice Allah for your shaykh. You can't sacrifice Allah and His command for your ustad, for your parents, your wife, your daughters, your sons, anyone. Allah put that in our heart. That we have to realize that Allah and His Rasul deen comes first. Our akhirat comes before our dunya. We are here in this dunya first, but everything we must do with akhirat in mind. That is very important that we understand that. Allah is our creator. He looks after us. He gives us everything of ours. And finally, we're going to return to Him, and we have to report there. And we were answerable to Allah Ta'ala. We're not going to, our parents didn't create us, our nafs didn't create us, they don't sustain us, look after us. We're not going to return and account and be accountable to our parents or to our shaykh or to our ustad. We will be accountable to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us that tawheed and that iman and entrench it. Otherwise, good people who look so pious, big ulama, but they give preference to other things over Allah and His Rasul. And that is the acid test. When that comes, then see who you give preference to. For that, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala makes it very clear in the Quran Sharif. Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Have you not seen those people who befriend those people whom Allah is angry with? So Allah is denouncing it. That don't befriend those people who are the enemies of Allah. Don't socialize with them. Don't mix with them. Where out of utter desperation you have to meet them, make it very short, just a little meeting and that, but not all laughing, talking, eating, enjoying. That is right out of the question. Whoever is breaking the laws of Allah into the level that it is broken. If it's right at the top level, open kufr, then we have absolutely nothing. If it is lower, disobedience, and there are degrees of disobedience, according to that must our relationship be. Allah says, لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. You will never find a nation who believes in Allah and His Rasul. يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهِ. That they befriend those people who go against Allah Ta'ala. In other words, the true believers, they will never befriend and become close to those who are the disbelievers. وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءُهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءُهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانُهُمْ أَوْ أَشِيرَتُهُمْ. It can be a very close family also, but a believer, he will give preference to Allah and His commands. No matter who it is, he will discard everything and everyone. Allah and His Rasul come first. And we're going to return to Allah. In Durre Mansur, in the tafsir of Durre Mansur, it comes, there will be a person who was like righteous, pious, he did good deeds. Allah will ask him, did you love anyone for my sake? That person loved Allah and you love him. Person say, no. Did you hate anyone for my sake? That somebody who disobeyed me, who went against me and you hated that person? He said, no. Then that person will have no position by Allah. So Allah requires us that we must love those who love Allah Ta'ala. And in the correct way. We must hate those people who break the laws of Allah. And it's right at the level, if it's the level of kufr and shirk, then that must be the amount of hatred also. And if it is disobedience, then according to that also. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. You have a beautiful example in Ibrahim and the people, the believers, the righteous people, the Anbiya who are on his side, the righteous people, you have a beautiful example in them. فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ. When they told their people who were disbelievers, idol worship, إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ. We are We are disassociated with you. We don't have anything with you. We have nothing to do with you. Minkum wa mimma ta'buduna min dunillah. And all the things that you worship besides Allah, all your wrong practice, we got nothing to do with. They announced it and said that. And in fact, Allah loves those people like Ashabi Kahf. They said that, they announced, and they made it clear, not they hid it away. What did they say? إِقَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ. They stood up and they announced and said, our Rabb is رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And in Yasin, the level of Allah, he said, إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَاسْمَعُونَ. Open your ears and hear. إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكَ. I brought iman on Allah Ta'ala. So that is the quality of a believer. He is not shy. He doesn't hide it. He makes it known and clear who he is. So in Ibrahim alayhi salam, إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ. We dissociate. We got nothing to do with you people. قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ. Open enmity and hatred has come between me, between us and you, abadan, forever. Hatta tu'minu billah. Yes, if you correct your iman again, you bring proper iman, you're obedient to Allah, we are the best of friends again. We got no personal, any hatred for you or anything. The hate, man ahabba lillah, wa man abghadha lillah, wa man a'ta lillah, wa man mana'a lillah. That is what is required for Allah's sake, that we do everything. And Allah says also, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu abakum wa ikhwanakum awliya. Don't take even your parents, not your children, not your brothers as friends. In istahabbu al-kufra al-iman. If they gave preference to kufr over iman, if they give preference to disobedience to the obedience of Allah, if anything like that, then don't even befriend them. And according to the degree of their disobedience, to that degree is our disassociation with them also. And Allah says, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْإِدْوَانِ. Don't help one another, don't support in any way. Like whatever, you just infrastructure you provide, the logistics you provide, you are part of all that. So they have nothing to do with the wrongdoers. And our differences with the people of Nizamuddin and Maulana Saad, till all this happened, our full loyalty with Nizamuddin. Where for 100 years, what great work took place. Our full loyalty. But the same place where now it's changing and the wrong things are taking place, then we got nothing to do with those people. The same thing with Jusa, Jamiatul Ulama. As long as the Jamiat was on the right track with our elders and that, till 94, roundabout there. 100%, I was the vice president there. And in the new Jusa also, till about 2004, then still it was running on that old line. But gradually, all the old things were even deleted from their website. And all the new wrong things, modern things, started to come in. So we were there, we were part, Nizamuddin, we spent time. We went in Jamaat, we spent time. But now when the wrong things are taking place, then we got nothing to do with them. As long as it is the right, wherever it is, we are worth 100%. But where the wrong things, then we have nothing to do with them. And all this is not with regard to Nizamuddin and Jusa. Some people give the wrong impression that it is because there is a fight that who must rule, who must be the Amir. Yeah, there is no question. The people on, for example, on Maulana Ibrahim Deoda Sahib, Damat Barakatum, Maulana Ahmad Lahat, Maulana Zubair Rahmatullah Ali, when he was living, not a single indication, not a single desire that they want to become Amir. So it isn't a fight that who must become. That was in Deoban, where the Madani family and the Tayyib family, that who must run the madrasa. It was in Saharanpur, but that was not in, that's not in the Tabligh split. And it wasn't with the Jusa also. The Jusa and Wifaqul Ulama. It's not that we want to be ruling and we want to become Amir. But it was not that at all. And Alhamdulillah, till then we had very good relationship with even Maulana Saad, myself personally. Very good friends we were. We got on very well. But when all the wrong things, then we cannot accept that. Otherwise we were good, and with many other people, we had a very good, very close, very friendly relationship. But when the wrong, then we had to stop everything. We cannot carry on that way. And also said, some people say, it's like because of calm difference. Because some Gujarati people and others are UP people. There is absolutely, that is the height of stupidity and folly to ascribe it to that. So small things like this, because you of this gam and they of that gam, so you fighting with them. There is absolutely nothing like that whatsoever. And this is in fact no fight. It is just on the one side we want people who want to maintain the original, the correct deen of Allah Ta'ala. Whether it was in Tabligh, whether it was the teachings of Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Yusuf Kandilvi, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, Maulana Zubair Sahib, what they taught us, we want to maintain that. And the other side, they want to bring a new form of Tabligh. They want to not modify, they want to bring a complete new system of Tabligh. And then on the one side, nobody is claiming Imarat to become Amir. On the other side, Maulana Saad is fully bent that he must be the Amir. And he's commanding it, he's demanding it, that all must accept him as Amir. So that is the difference. It's not a fight. The one side just want to maintain the original, the proper Tabligh work and the proper teachings of Deen. The same thing with Jusa also. It isn't that the other side want to rule Jamiatul Ulama, that they want to become the president there or something like that. It is just the original teachings, that the correct teachings of Deen that were from our elders, that we just want that to be established. And if they do it, even if we're not part of Jusa, our heart and soul is with them. If they bring the proper Deen, our heart and soul is with them. But if they bring all these new things, then we cannot stand for that at all. And then the people who want to follow the old deen, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibaz ibn Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave one time a bayan. It was such a bayan that zarafat min wajilat min hal qulub, hearts were trembling. Zarafat min hul uyun, tears, the fear, tears were flowing from the eyes. Then somebody said, "Oh Allah's Rasul, it looks like it's your final farewell sermon. Give us some advice." Advises Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai rashidin. My sunnat, my way of life. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that new things will come in the ummah. At that time, stick firmly, hold very firmly onto my tariqah, the Islam. Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا. If the people bring iman like the Sahaba's iman, then they have got hidayah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. That must we bring iman like na'uzu billah, the stupid people who don't know anything in the world like the Sahaba? No. Allah say, Allah innahum humus sufaha. They are the stupid people who want to bring modernism, who want to bring a watered down Islam, a new type of Islam. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever will come with a type of Islam, call it Islam, but it is not the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not the Islam of the Sahaba, not the Islam of the Quran Sharif, some new Islam from the White House in America, or from United Nations, or from the Kremlin in Russia, or from Modi and all his people in India, that Islam will never be accepted. So that is now. Now these people who want to stick to that old, what you can call the old gods, what are they called? They are labeled then that they are fanatics. They are orthodox. They are extremists. They are the camel age people. They are stone age people. But all that doesn't have any effect on those people. Let the people call them what they want to, but they want to hold on to the old Islam. And that is our duty. Whether it is in the work of Tabligh also, the work that was taught according to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with all the sacrifices and all the effort that was done. And like for example, the Kitab, which is a miracle for this time, Fadail-e Aman, that what changes it has brought in who and whose lives it has brought changes. So all those who want to change all those things and bring modern things, or if it is, for example, with regard to Jusa, those who want to stick to the old way, it is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a time will come, Sayyati al-Nasu Zaman, a time will come that to stick on to deen, that is the deen of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To stick to modern deen is very easy today. All the mixing with human and all those things is a very, but to stick to the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it will be kalqabid al-jamara. The person who is holding burning red gold in his hand, it will be like that. So those who want to follow the correct deen, they will hear a lot of criticism. From people you'll hear, وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ وَمِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. Lot of things you'll hear, they will try and hurt you, they'll tell you all derogatory remarks, all those things you will hear. But for those people, there is a reward of 50. When the Sahaba asked 50 from amongst them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, 50 from amongst the Sahaba. So lot. So this is the time that we have to hold on to that. And those who hold on to it, they will get this great reward. And then what to say, ulama say, that those who are not only holding on to it, but they are working to amongst the people to hold to the original sunnah. When it is like a losing battle, so to say, when Qiyamah is going to come and more fitna is still going to come. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, taraktukum alal bayda layluha kanahariha. I left you on a clear white path. There is no darkness in that. The night of it is like the day. There is no night in that path. There is no doubt. There is nothing, no ambiguity. It is a clear path that Allah Ta'ala has given us. So that is what we have to try and follow, that path. And that path is called Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The Ahlus Sunnah means the people who follow the Sunnah. The sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al khulafa al rashideen. My sunnat and the sunnat of my khulafa. And wal jama'ah, jama'atu sahaba, who follow that path. And these are two, today we can see very clearly two distinct forms of Islam. Both are called Islam. One is that Islam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we all know. The Islam of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the Sahaba, or the Islam of Salafi Salihin, of our Kabir, what we call Ulama-i Dioban, Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the other Islam we also all know, modern Islam, mixing with women, interfaith movement, Abrahamic Accord, following the Gulenist movement, all that kind of Islam, mixing of man and woman freely, that is a complete, that is, it's also called Islam, but it is not the Islam. It is like in everything you have some genuine goods, you have fake goods. You have genuine policemen, you have fake policemen. In everything, you have con man in everything. So it is Allah, we make dua that we can see through who are the con men and who are the original and true people. And the con men are not going to come as con men. Then he's not a con man. If he comes in such a way that you think he's a genuine person. And after when you realize what and what he has done, Then you realize what a fake, what a pawn he was. You have somebody working in your house, for example, a maid. She comes there to work, to serve, to clean, to do all the work. But when you find out, she videoed your whole house. She gave all that to the crooks. She gave them all the due times, when who is in the house, when who is not, when to break in, where are things kept, where. So she looked outwardly that she was a worker, but actually she was a thief, a big thief. So like that, we have to be aware also, who come in the form, whether they call it ijtima, whether they call it tablighi ijtima, but they are coming as con men, and they are promoting all the dirty, filthy evil, and against Islam. That cannot be accepted and tolerated. We can't be part of that in any way whatsoever. And we are commanded, well, i'tisam bi-sunnah. And i'tisam, that is hold firmly, which explained in the hadith, addu alayha bin nawajiz. Hold firmly on it, not with your teeth, your nawajiz, the back. If you hold something with your front teeth, it can easily be pulled out. What you, in other words, hold on to the sunnah very firmly. And at these times, it's even more important that we hold on to the sunnah even more. Where we err, we falter, our weakness, our laziness, our indifference, tawbah, istighfar immediately. But don't justify and don't say, now we need a new Islam. Today the trend is that old Islam is not applicable. It's not possible to practice on it. So we need a more modern Islam which can be practiced. In other words, what we are saying, pase parda, behind the parda, we are saying the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not practical anymore. Whereas Allah has declared that this Islam is the final deen. And Allah's Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his teaching are the final. No new Nabi is going to come from the White House of America, and no new Nabi is going to come from United Nations or from anywhere else. That was our final, and we won't accept any new way. If we can't manage, if we are faltering, we'll ask Allah to forgive us. But we won't justify and say we need a new Islam. All this new, and it is being just sold. Just imagine how minds become warped. Now this masala is being promoted that women won't come and learn deen until they are in the same gathering. In some places, no parda, sitting mixed. In other words, in some places, a flimsy little sheet between man and woman. And they say, to teach deen is faraz. And if this is the only way we can do it with the man and woman mixing, it's faraz to teach them, to break the laws like that. How minds can get warped? In Gujarati it is said, evi vaat ke gadhera ne bhi tau aavi jaye. Such a talk that a donkey also gets fever. These kind of things that a donkey also gets fever. This kind of talks, new. This is this modern Islam. And where it leads to, we all know. The Pope gave the pre-Juma talk in Indonesia. Now imagine a pre-Juma talk. Yeah, Ramaphosa gave it, pre-Eid talk. And then after that, the Imam kissed the Pope's hand in respect in front of the whole congregation. Just imagine where it is leading, and many other open, clear things. How we are getting deviated, getting misled. So we have to be hold very firmly onto the Sunnah and the true original Islam. So all these new things which we are opposed to, we are saying try our best, how much we can, try and bring the original Islam, stick to the original Islam. This new Islam of the liberals and liberalism, everything open, be free, free thinking, and everything must be free. The modernists and permitting photos, TV, YouTube, interfaith, no parda, the gulenism, this new version of Islam. And then for photos they say, how they justify it, that the method of making it now is no more like before. Before an artist should draw it, they say that is haram. But you take the photo with the camera, it's not haram. Digital photo, so that if you're making liquor in the old way, where it was done in a very dirty way, the liquor was haram. And you do it in the modern way, where it's very clean, but leaka is still haram. Pigs, they should stay in their pigs' sties, were known for their dirt and filth. They say because of their dirt they were haram. Now they are kept in a very neat, clean way. Still it is haram, no matter how. And the product you call a photo, or you call it a digital, or you call it anything, a photo is a photo. By changing name, change of name doesn't make a thing halal. You call pork. You call pork beef. By your changing the name, it's not going to become beef. It's still going to remain pork. So a photo is a photo. And the method of making, whichever way, whether you're going to a haram place by walking, or you're going by plane, or you're going by car, in whichever way you go, but it is haram there. And then, the changing of deen, making it modern and calling it Islam, is not going to give you Islam. If you have changed it, you brought modern Islam, it's modern Islam. And the method you are using, the old method of deen is to stick to deen. And the way of propagating deen also, that also have been taught to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Deen itself and the method of propagation. Now we want to propagate deen on YouTube, on TV. That you will never propagate deen. You will propagate some other thing, but not deen. And what one argument they use, that if we won't go on TV, the Shias will take over their channel. The Qadianis will take over. So what it is, that the S word is up for grabs. And if they don't take it, we have to. So we have to rush to take it. Does that make sense? That if everyone is rushing to take the filth and dirt, that we say, no, if we don't take it, they'll take it. So we have to outdo them, and we have to win them in the race, and we must go and take it. TV and all that are total haram things in Islam. We don't rush to go and take those things. And see what's the result of that, which we all saw. So the Imam of the Haram that came now 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was. And who is he? The representative of Bin Salman. Muhammad bin Salman, and what havoc isn't he causing? Now here he comes, just because he's the Imam of the Haram, just because of his tune of reading Quran, and we don't see through the parda that, and he met with top qaris, and he promoted fully interfaith with them, and they all nodding to him, accepting not even one word that what you are saying is wrong. And that is after the Pope went and he gave the biggest Muslim population in the world, Indonesia. And there he went and he gave his pre-Juma talk. And these people accepting all that. So see where it leads to. And then how the masjid, in the Lodiya masjid, how it was turned into like all this modern, how a parliamentarian, a politician comes, or a great sportsman, according to them, or all this thing, all the video people with the video cameras, people around, all that kind of type of things. Nurul Islam Masjid, the whole masjid made a full cinema, a big screen on the Qibla, not in the courtyard, not in the hall adjacent, the masjid proper, and not a small screen. What a big screen. And still our eyes don't open. Still the people rushing there because the Imam is here. And he's got a tune of reading, and according to Qurra, his reading also needs a lot of attention still. But just because his tune is like that, everyone rushes. Allah, give us, open our heads and our hearts and our eyes, that just the outward picture of all these things, and we fall prey to it. Let us see in which direction we are going and what we have to be doing. And all this is, as we have explained, gave this example. That person who bought a trouser too long for him, He asked his mother to shorten. He's just a newly married person. Mother said, I'm very busy. And your wife, she must do. I made your khidmat whole life. So he said, mother doesn't want to do it. Okay. He went to his sister. Sister said that I'm busy. You married now. All these years I was doing your work. Tell your wife to do it. Wife said, you can't say I'm cooking. Your mother is doing nothing all day. Only shouting and at me after the whole day. Tell her to do it. He became sad and he went and sleep, hung the trouser up on a hook, and then the mother thought that my son, how nicely he asked me, and he does so much for me, let me shorten the trouser. So she shortened it, then she hung it up, then the sister came. The sister said that my brother, he does so much, he looks after me. And one small thing, what's wrong if I shorten it? What big deal is it? She shortened it. Then the wife thought, after marriage, my husband asked me, let me do it for him. And then what he found? A small nikah. So that is what we are doing with Islam. Everyone, this is too much, that is too much, make the, everyone chopping and trimming and cutting and making, what is will be left of Islam? A person who wanted a lion to be tattooed, it's haram to tattoo, but he was going for to have it tattooed, and there is only an example. So the person tattooing, he pricked his needle, and it pains when you just you prick the skin. So he jumped. So I asked, what are you doing? So I'm making the ear of the lion. So he said, it's too painful. So leave out the ear. You can't have a lion with one ear. So he said, okay. So he pricked him again. What are you doing now? Again, very sore. I'm making the other ear. No, it's too painful. You can't have a lion without ears. Okay, we'll have a lion without ears. Pricked him again. Again he jumped. What are you doing? Making the tail. He said, it's too painful. You can't have a lion without a tail. So everything is too painful. There will be no lion. And now, Fajr is too difficult. So we can make it Qaza. We can make it afterwards. To make Zuhar and Asr, we are too busy people. So make Jama Bain Salatain. Read the two namazes in one time. Isha and Maghrib is too difficult to make it twice separate time. Go masjid, come back, go masjid, come back, go home, go shop. Just make the two namazes together. Wuzu, to wash the legs is the biggest problem. So just make masa over the socks also. Over cotton socks, nylon socks also. All this we'll do, what Islam will be left then? It's too hard to maintain parda. So just we mix with one another, man, woman, all mix with one another. It is too hard to come around halal meat. Halal is too expensive. So just buy whatever you get. And just when you eat it, just say Bismillah. That makes it halal. You couldn't say the Bismillah wasn't said when it was slaughtered. When you start eating, say Bismillah. So all that kind of Islam, what kind of Islam will there be? And what comparison has that Islam got with the Islam of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And to get salvation on the day of Qiyamah, where will this Islam give you salvation? On the day of Qiyamah. Or getting married. And the fiancé, the one you're getting married, she sends you a pair of shoes. And she insists you must wear this on wedding day. But it was two sizes short for small for you. You take normally a size 8, she sends a size 6. Now it's not fitting. So what, are you going to chop your toes in order to please her? And then go for your wedding, for your nikah, chopping your toes. Who will do that? So we want to please the people, and we want to chop Islam to size to make it fit amongst the people. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that where people say you must go along with the times, how the times are, go along with the flow. So he says, hum zamane se nahi, zamane hum se hai. That we are not children of the times. The time is our production. We will control time. Time will not control us. What is happening in the world, that won't control us. We will change the time. That is a mu'min kuntum khayra ummatin. We are not sheep that we just follow. We are leaders. And remember also that as long as we will follow them in their education system, in their lifestyle system, your whole life we will be slaves of them. And if you will follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will be the leaders of the world. You won't just be followers, and when you follow Allah and His Rasul, Allah will make you leaders. As long as you follow your nafs, you will be a slave to your nafs, and it will lead you to total destruction. And you follow the commands of Allah, you will be a king in this world. You will be king in the akhirat also. So we have to follow the commands of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And today what we have become, like that hunter who caught a cub, the baby of a lion, and he brought it up with a sheep. And eventually, a lion is ghost khawawaro. He eats meat. And sheep eat grass. But now a Muslim who eats meat, living with the Hindus who eat grass, they don't eat meat. And lion also became like the Hindu, only eating grass. He grew up eating grass only. And he started bleating, the sound of a sheep he took out. And the roar of a lion he forgot also. One day a real lion of the jungle came, and he saw, what's wrong with my brother? He's very sick, he's lost his appetite. When a person is very sick, he's got no appetite. He's eating with ready samosas and pies, living here with samosas and pies, and he's laughing and joking, not eating them. Very sick he is. So he told him, my brother, he said, I'm not your brother, these are my brothers. So he forgot his identity also. And that these are my brothers, this other sheep are my brothers. Then he saw he's very sick. He said, you need ICU treatment. I have to take you for ICU. Come with me down to the dam, to the river down there. When he went there, he said, look in the water now and tell me, do you look like that stupid sheep or you look like me? Then he realized his identity. I'm not a sheep, I'm a lion. And then he told him, try to roar. And that lion of the jungle roared. And then it was recorded that roar of his was in him. And he tried. Then he realized who I am. After that, will any of that sheep be left? He'll finish all for breakfast. There won't be any left for lunch and supper also. So today we also living with the non-Muslims. So impressed. And our learned people, they also propagating there. We must vote like them. You must have a democracy and rule the government like there. How they running. No, for us there is one way, the way of Islam. There is no two other ways. So we also have forgotten our identity. We think we also like the kuffar. And we are competing with them, making our houses like theirs, our holidays like them, our education system like them, everything we are doing like them. We have got our own way that we have to do. Until we don't come on our way, we can never be leaders. We will be followers all the time. And followers, where will we be led? To hell, to Jahannam, not to Jannah. If we become leaders, we will go to Jannah and we lead them to Jannah. That is what we have to do. And that is in the deen of Islam. Not all these modern new things that we have been taught. And also with Nizamuddin, nobody had a fight with them. They're all Maulana Ibrahim Deola, Maulana Ahmad Lad. They just wanted the original Islam. And they explained Maulana Saad, don't come with your new thing. So much they explained to him. But he was persistent. Every time he comes with, not only with the same thing, with new things also. And they were just trying the work that was taught by Maulana Ilyas, by Hazrat Maulana Yusuf, Maulana Inamul Hassan. And that is the way we must go. That is what they want us. And that everyone must follow in that way. But unfortunately, he wanted Imarat all the time. And there is detail in that. Our time is running out. But how he was opposed to Imarat. But when he got the opportunity, then he started. He was opposed to Bayat. And then he started making Bayat privately. Then he started making it publicly. Now open announcements are made that people must become bayat to him. And also he said in the Bombay Ijtima that people in Tabligh don't have to become bayat. Tabligh is your sheikh. Your Islam will be made by Dawud, by Tabligh. And then he started, if that is the case, then why did he start bayat? And he himself told, without being asked or prompted also, he told Professor Khalid Siddiqui, who was a muqim in Nizamuddin, that I'm making people bayat because without that, they won't be obedient to me, they won't listen to me, they won't accept me as their amir. Now, for what is bad? For the Islam of people. Not that people must accept me as Amir, that people must make me a big, like a Pharaoh, like a Fir'aun, and a big shot of that. In Islam, in Tasawwuf, is Tawadu, humility, not becoming a big, all must listen to me, all must accept me as the Amir. Completely opposite things. So here also, it is just the one side, the people on the Shura, they don't want to become Amir. They never, not a single little bit indication. All they want is the original deen. And it must be run according to Shura. That is what they want. And on the other side, they want it that Maulana Saad must be the Amir. And he must change, he's changing the work, and they support him in all that. In the new things that he's bringing into the world. They are hell-bent to change the work and bring a new type of tabligh work also. And for those people who will stick to the original deen, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnat al-khulafai rash. My sunnat and the sunnat of my khulafa. Taraktukum ala al-bayda. I left you on a clear white path. Follow that path. Inna deena indallahi Islam. There is only one way of life by Allah, and that is the Islam, not a modern Islam, the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِهِ اتَّدَوْا. If the people bring iman according to the Sahaba, then they will have hidayat. Otherwise not. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. They say, how can we believe like this? Na'uzu billah, this stupid. That is the only way accepted by Allah, the way of the Sahaba. Allah radiyallahu anhum wa radhu an. Allah has put a seal on it that is the way of acceptance. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Your deen I have completed and perfected in every way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I wish I could meet my brothers. The Sahaba said, radiyallahu anhu, aren't we your brothers? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are my Sahaba. My brothers are those who will come after me. And they are not yet born also. They said, how will you recognize them? He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person has got a black horse with white marks on his head, on his legs, and it's put between other horses that are all black, only black, won't he recognize his horse? He said, definitely he'll recognize his horse. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will come on the day of Qiyamah. By the effects of wuzu that they will make, their faces will shine, their hands and legs will shine. So I'll recognize them. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'll be at my house before they come. And I will see them coming. And I will welcome them. But the malaika will be chasing some away. So I will say, but they're my ummah, I can see the signs of wuzu, they're my ummah. They'll say, you don't know what new things they brought about after you. Then Rahmatul Lil Alameen himself will say, Sohkan, get away from here, get away from. So bringing this new things into deen, all this modernism, liberalism, feminism, all this new way of tabligh and all that, is very, very dangerous. Qiyamah's day, though a person was making wuzu, making namaz, but he'll be chased away. He'll be even recognized as a Muslim, but he will be chased away. Allah says clearly, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Allah says, مَوَّقْرَ صَاحِبَ بِدْأَةٍ. Anyone who honors, who shows respect to a bidati. And bidati doesn't mean only what we call who are bidatis, who make uras or who make milad. But anyone who brings a new way into Islam, whether it is the Imam of the Haram, whether it is the King of Saudi, anyone who brings new things and anybody shows respect to him, that person has aided in the destruction of Islam. And a person who helps in the destruction of Islam, what good can come to him? There is destruction for him only. And nobody can destruct Islam. Allah is the protector of Islam. It comes in the hadith, مَنْ كَثَّرَ سَوَادَ قَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever increases the numbers of any person, they are part of those people. So if we just go to the Ijtima in Kempetown just to go and see, we are part and we are increasing the numbers. And we will be regarded as those people who are promoting all this wrong. If we help anyone, we give our car, go at my car. It's okay, I can't go, you take my car. Or we give somebody 5 rand, 50 rand, 5, go to the ijtima. We are all part of it in any way that man radiya bi amali qawmin fa kana sharikan fihim. And if we are just happy, though we don't go, we got nothing, but we just happy ijtima is taking place there, we are part of that guna. So we have to be very clear. Man tashabbaha bi qawmin fa huwa minhum. In any way, if we have any resemblance with those people, then we are part of them also. Just quickly, inshallah, just to make us understand a few of the wrongs of Nizamuddin of Mawli Saad. One very clear, conspicuous thing, he's making people bayat on the name of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah. He wasn't even born in the time. A person, when he becomes bayat with a sheikh, and the sheikh gives him permission, khilafat now, then he makes bayat people on the sheikh's name. But he wasn't even born in the time of Maulana Ilyas, and he's making bayat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas ke silsile mein bayat karta hoon Saad ke waaste se. That is open fraud, open fraud. And then he's making bayat so that the people listen to him, accept him as Amir. He's not making bayat so the people's islah can be made. In fact, he doesn't believe that the tasawwuf is necessary. He believes that tabligh is enough for the islah of the people, which can never be the case. In the Quran, Allah is referred clearly, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ مَنْ تَزَكَّى تَزْكِيَا نَفْسِ. So many places, clear in Hadith of Jibreel, that mal ihsan, all this is the tasawwuf. Nobody can deny it. It's clear cut in the Quran Sharif. And then he organized and orchestrated 150 kundas, gangsters from Mewat and the Tabligh Jamaat 100 years. They united the Ummah. They spoke, they did not allow differences of even Hanafi, Shafi coming into. Even if there's a fitna in a town, they say Tabligh people mustn't talk against it. When the ulama won them, they say, no, we just 6 points. But then they brought bloodshed in Ramzan, in the masjid of Nizamuddin. And they assaulted people who had to be not only hospitalized, but ICU treatment they had to get. And all that proof is on the internet. Anyone can access it and see it all. So all these things they do. Then his holiday house is got in Kandla. Or he had, don't know now. And this is no secret. The whole Indian media press, the photos were there, everything. And every month he should get missing from the Merkaz, where he should go, perhaps he had to his house here. And what should happen there, only Allah knows. And this is not the way of our Buzurgs at all. And how going to see on the Indian on the internet for yourself, the photos, the pictures are there, what kind of a lifestyle. Then 5,700 lawsuits are against him. And then suddenly they all just vanished. And he went in hiding. They put him into hiding. And they said he's in hiding. Then he was allowed to go and stay in the Merkaz, but not to allowed to go to the masjid. Then he was allowed to the masjid, now fully open. Now what happened to all those law cases? Where they just vanished. It is all a leverage on him. You listen to us and do say what we say. Otherwise, we will bring back those cases again. This is the way of the modus operandi, that they use this type of things against the righteous people. Then the attacks on the Anbiya, the attacks on the Sahaba, the Ulama, the Khankas, the Darul Ulooms, the income of the Ulama, everything he attacks. And he says, Dawat is the original thing. Deen is not important. That Dawat, Mashura, Kersh, all that is more important than Deen itself. Whereas Dawat is for the sake to bring Deen alive. That Deen must come into our lives. The announcement is made all the time that our success lies in Deen. Our success doesn't lie in Dawat. Our Dawat is to bring Deen. That is what we require. And some people say that you must go to the ijtima And we admit that he makes mistakes, he has made mistakes, and he has retracted from some of his mistakes. So they admit that he's his mistakes, and then they prove that he's not wrong. They say, there's a big contradiction. I say I'm right, and then I say, but I'm not wrong. That can't be the case. If I say I'm wrong, but then I say, no, I'm right. You can't be right and wrong. You are either wrong or right. But this open contradiction. And those who say that, go there and take the good. Don't take the bad. It's like I tell you that he has a glass of water, is Zamzam water, but some urine drops also fell. So don't drink the urine. Only drink the Zamzam. How can that be possible? Or housewife is cooking food for the visitors, and then her little child mess just there. And some of the feces got mixed with the food. The urine of the little child got. When the visitors came, you tell them, see, this is her kurbani meat. And this is a farm chicken. But some feces of the child got mixed. So don't eat that. Only eat the kurbani meat. When it's mixed, you have to avoid everything. You can't do that. Everything you have to avoid. And all this, we must remember Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullukum ra'in, each one is a shepherd. Not only that we save ourselves, we have to save all those who are connected with us also. Man ra'a minkum munkaran, whoever sees a wrong must put it right, must make his effort to put it right also. And amar bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar is our duty. So we cannot associate, facilitate any programs or anything, attend the ijtima or anything. We have to keep away, and we have to inform the others also to keep away, and completely. And we must be firm on the truth, and we must propagate it. Our work is the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, to make islah, darulum work, maktabs, da'wat. But when necessary, then we have to become bold for the truth and haq. When it's necessary, we have to speak out the truth also, and it's our duty. On the time of Sulh Hudaybiyah, we'll end on this inshallah. So when Abu Sufyan, who was not a Muslim at that time still, and he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people, the Sahaba, they are just na'uzu billah useless. If you come in little problem, they leave you and they all run away. That time the most noble man in the world after the Anbiya, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who can be more noble, who can be more cultured, who can be more pure than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What did he tell Abu Sufyan? And Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, when he used to teach Bukhari Sharif, he says, when that hadith will come, I don't regard my tongue as more pure than the Sahaba. The words Hazrat Abu Bakr used, I'll translate it exactly like that. He told him, you pass off from here. What you think, who are you? You go and suck the, I haven't got a lug, give me that iman. The private parts of Lat and Uzza. He didn't say private parts. And PP is private part. He didn't say PP also. He used the actual slang words in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when it's necessary for deen, you say all those things. Deen says the taqaza of deen, when it comes for Allah's sake, you stand up for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Haji Imdadullah, what a great buzur. His work, his ashar, that Ya Alam Gulzar He Tera, what words. But when the time came, he didn't make ishraq, he didn't let his followers make, they all went and trained for jihad. Jihad was more important. So when the time comes to speak out, we have to speak out. It's not all the time we sit with the tasbih, Allah, Allah, that is on its place, and we do that. But when the time comes for jihad, we are ready for jihad also. We don't hold back from that also. Darul Ulum Dioban, established for teaching deen. But when the Shuddi Tahriq, when the Hindus were making Muslims into Hindus, they sent all the students, all the ustads, to go and make effort on the Muslims, to keep them onto Islam. So when the, according to the taqaza and the demand of the time, when this becomes important, that is important. Otherwise, we stick to our basic gun of ibadat, of obeying, of making zikr, of talking of the greatness of Allah. But when the time comes and it's necessary, we speak about these things also. And we don't shy away. May Allah give us understanding, guide us all, the whole ummah to righteousness. We make dua for Maulana Saad, for all the ulama and people who are defending the wrong. We make dua for them also, that Allah give us all, make dua for ourselves also. Allah give us also hidayat, and Allah keep us on the path that pleases Allah. And if that is not there, we also make dua that Allah forgive us all. And if that is also not there, and we still are adamant, then everyone is now choosing his own path. May Allah guide us all to his pleasure and to Jannah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.